This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Check the Label. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. When it comes to ingredients in our food, there is one that's a big red flag for nutritionists: sodium. Too much of it can contribute to high blood pressure, stroke, or heart disease. These are all major health problems in Philadelphia, and in recent years, Philly city officials have set their sights on reducing sodium. They are focusing these efforts on Chinese takeout restaurants, which are often located in predominantly African-American and Latino neighborhoods. It makes sense. A lot of Chinese takeout food is high in sodium, and African-Americans have higher rates of heart disease than other groups. But there is some pushback against this approach. We sent Nina Feldman to get some dinner.
So I'm in West Philly, and I'm going to check out Choi Wong. Chinese and American food is what the sign says, with a phone number. I've actually always wanted to try this place. I used to live around the corner.
On my way here, I passed two other Chinese takeout spots, just a few blocks away. And there's another one around the corner. This is not unusual for certain neighborhoods in the city. There are more than 400 Chinese takeout places in Philadelphia. That's more than the number of Burger Kings, Wendy's, McDonald's, Pizza Huts, and KFCs combined.
Hi.
When I walked into Choi Wong, I met this guy, George Walker, who works nearby and knows what's good in the neighborhood.
I like the Avery Young. I like the pork ya. General Tso is delicious.
General Tso tofu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I'll try that.
And then the beef and broccoli is delicious. But the fried rice, now you're talking.
At George's recommendation, I went with the General Tso, which has about half of my recommended sodium for the day. Plus, I got some dumplings.
Steamed or fried?
Steamed.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
Okay, $10.
The plentiful Chinese food options in the neighborhood were exactly what caught the eye of Philadelphia's former mayor a few years ago. That was the start of the idea for the Healthy Chinese Takeout Initiative.
They noticed these like yellow signs all down the street, and Mayor Nutter was like, what are those signs for?
That's nutritionist Jennifer Aquilante from the city's public health department.
And they looked closer and realized they were takeout restaurants. He's like, wow, there's so many Chinese takeout restaurants around. We should do something with those.
Beginning in 2012, the city worked with restaurant owners to help them use less soy sauce and fewer other seasonings high in sodium. They focused on their three most popular dishes: chicken lo mein, shrimp and broccoli, and General Tso chicken. Restaurant owners were trained by a professional chef on ways to alter their recipes and make sure the food stayed tasty.
Even just a little bit of a sodium reduction, I think it's like 600 to 900 milligrams, you could still see a reduction in your blood pressure points.
There was no financial incentive, and the program was completely voluntary. Still, about 200, or half of all Chinese takeout places, signed up. Researchers at Temple University's Center for Asian Health studied the effort. A year and a half after the owners first changed their recipes, they were still making the dishes with an average of about 25% less sodium. The study didn't measure actual health benefits for the customers, so there's no way to know if sodium intake actually went down. Diners could have just ordered different dishes, added salt, or eaten at different restaurants. The city did conduct taste tests as a part of its study, and Jennifer says customers couldn't tell the difference between dishes before and after. Ling Lin runs a takeout place in North Philly, a predominantly African-American neighborhood. Her place, King Wok, is working with the city. Ling says her customers did notice when her cooks began using less soy sauce, and that made her nervous.
So first of all, we worry about it. We will be losing the customer.
But when she started talking to people about why the change, they got on board.
When we explain for the customer, they understand. We help them.
But I was curious. Does a program designed just for Chinese takeout places make owners feel targeted? Why not also work with pizza parlors or cheesesteak places? When I asked Ling, she switched to Mandarin to explain. Ling says she doesn't feel singled out. Her customers value healthy food. So if the city can help her make her dishes healthier, great. Okay, so this approach checks out from a public health perspective. Go to where the problem is. But some worry that an effort like this bears a striking resemblance to another time in our history, when Chinese restaurants were targeted for using certain ingredients. Here's food and science historian Sarah Tracy.
Anytime you do that, you start with an ethnic group first. In the name of a health initiative, you're helping to shore up those boundaries of racial or ethnic difference.
Sarah's writing a book about the history of MSG, or monosodium glutamate. That's a chemical compound used in lots of Chinese food. It's in plenty of other foods, too, like Doritos, Campbell's soup, and KFC. It adds that savory umami quality that keeps you going back for more. In the late 1960s, MSG came under fire in the medical world after a Chinese-American doctor wrote a letter to the New England Journal of Medicine. In it, he said,
I've been having these symptoms when I go to certain Chinese-American restaurants. I get numbness, I get tingling, flushing in my neck. And I'm wondering, fellow physicians, is this something that you have encountered in your practice? Are your patients telling you that they're experiencing this?
Sarah says that from there, a sort of panic cropped up about MSG in Chinese food, and the symptoms the doctor described became known as Chinese restaurant syndrome. Chefs were quick to boast that they cooked without it because they didn't want to lose customers. Later, in the 90s, the FDA commissioned a study to look at MSG's adverse health effects. It turned out there weren't many. For a very small subset of people, MSG can cause a bad reaction. But for most, it's safe. Sarah doesn't think the hysteria was really about food.
It was also about fears around migrant populations and what kind of America are we living in? Who is American? How do immigrants influence what kind of America we want to create in the future?
The MSG scare was around the same time there was an influx of Chinese and other Asian immigrants to the United States. Sarah says intolerance for these new groups stoked the fear around MSG. Now, even after the FDA has shown that MSG isn't harmful, Sarah says the damage has already been done. Chinese food and Chinese culture is often still linked with an additive perceived to be toxic.
Okay, say almost 75.
Great, thank you.
As I'm waiting for my food, I'm thinking about all of this with Philly's takeout initiative in mind. What are the potential risks of framing a public health effort around a specific group? And why do it that way if you could do it a different way? And there's another layer here. The people eating the food. In this case, the Chinese Takeout Initiative is focused on improving the health of Black and Latino Philadelphians. African Americans do have higher rates of hypertension than whites in the city, but there are a million other things that could be contributing to that.
It's much easier to lecture people about what they're supposed to eat than it is to change conditions of structural inequality.
Sarah is talking about the other factors in people's lives that can cause high blood pressure, up your risk for heart attacks or strokes. For one, chronic stress is linked to those health risks. Living in poverty, which a quarter of Philadelphians do, is a huge stressor. Violence is another big one. More and more, public health experts are looking beyond people's individual choices and pointing to community-level forces that affect health. They're asking other questions, too. Like, do low-income Black and Latino residents have the political power to lobby for healthy, affordable food in their neighborhood? If the answer is no, that might help explain the takeout signs lining the avenues in West Philly. But food historian Sarah Tracy acknowledges that those are complicated problems to entangle.
It's easier to say, oh, you need to take some sodium out of your Chinese restaurant takeout.
Philly public health officials say that part of why they like this program so much is that they have a great relationship with the local Chinese Restaurant Association, which is well organized and easy to work with. Often for public health initiatives, buy-in from the community is key. And this takeout initiative is just one strategy. Philadelphia also recently passed legislation that will make it mandatory to put warning labels on menu items with high sodium. But the public health department is sticking with the Chinese restaurant approach. Next, they're launching a project focused on Chinese buffets.
That was Nina Feldman reporting.